Welcome back into the buzzer beater here on AM 1340 KXEO. It is KXEO Mexico here. Sports talk going on this morning. Big thanks to the volleyball coach, Katie French, coming in, and Emily Maupin. Certainly appreciate that.
I love it when some of these coaches come in that we don't get to see on a regular basis because we, you know, like athletes. Like I've seen Emily a couple of times at basketball games where she's been in the stands, but I had no idea who she was. So, you know, just that recognition.
She's a soccer player, too.
Never been to a soccer match in Mexico.
McKeown with the soccer's the best reference over here, right?
He's playing tomorrow. So he's like, hey, don't forget about my soccer game.
That's right. I think we want to get into to several different things here. Where we dip in first, I think maybe let's talk baseball. The trade deadline came and went. Moving day for a lot of different players. Grades for the Cardinals, I think, pretty high marks, as a matter of fact. Went out and pretty much got what they wanted, what they needed. Now they just have to beat the Cubs. But Tommy Pham, my gosh, what an impact he's made almost immediately coming back to the team.
Yeah, the first at bat with two strikes, and he put it over the fence with the bases loaded. It was
grand slam, Pham!
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was watching it on TV, and I went nuts.
You know,
feel good moment.
Very good feel good moment, and it's exactly the kind of boost you hope for at the trade deadline. And then they got it the next night again from Tommy Pham, and then Ryan Helsley laid an egg, and then Eric Fede laid an egg, and the momentum has gone right back off the cliff, and you got to get it back on track. Yeah, I mean, today you can't lose 3 of 4 to the Cubs. You just can't. Now, I mean, they were the worst team in the National League Central. Now you've lost 2 out of the first 4, so got to get it back on track. And now is you start counting days as you're going down.
Yeah, during the midweek, the Cardinals were only 5 games off the Brewers, which, if you go on a run, that could be reduced to nothing so quick. And they were only a game off the wild card, and now these two losses, I'm pretty sure that the Braves and the Mets have really been two hot teams. And if they keep up their momentum and the Cardinals can't keep up theirs,
2.5 games back of that final wild card spot going into today. And like you say, I mean, I liked what they did. I'm trying to be positive and give, you know, compliments to where it belongs. But you're right. It all comes down to winning.
Yeah. And Mozeliak, you know what? Mozeliak did what he needed to do. And I thought he did it in a very manageable way. And I say that because he didn't give up a ton. I mean, yeah, you're going to give up probably a guy who will be an all-star next year if he can get back from that wrist injury, and wrist injuries are tricky. So, you know, you never know if he ever comes back to his form or not. If he does, okay, but you still got another pitcher under contract now for next year, and now you're starting to see a lineup for next year develop that's pretty good.
Put Michael McGreevy in there right now? I mean,
you know, I don't know that he's ready, but man, what a start. I mean, you come up and
he made
seven.
His case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he did. He absolutely did. And he's certainly somebody I think the Cardinals will watch through. I think he'll be back up in September. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, they've got 6 starters right now, and you get Steven Matz back, you'll have 7. You got McGreevy, that's 8. I mean, they've got some depth to deal with, and of course they've got Lynn down now, so that takes one player away. But you know, you get what you wanted out of the trade deadline. Now you just got to win,
perform.
And Goldschmidt's starting to hit.
So is Arenado.
Arenado's doing decent. You know, my big knock on those two has always been they're not clutch hitters. They're not guys. I mean, we had the bases loaded twice last night.
Runs from being walked in.
Yeah,
four hits in the game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, so you've got to have a hit. You got to have that guy who can get you a hit in tough situations. And I'm not sure we've got that. Well, Tommy Pham. We've got Tommy Pham, but he can't play in every position. I don't think he can play every position.
I don't think he is. But
outfield primary.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, we'll keep our eye on the Cardinals. The Royals are, you know, they didn't do too much at the trade deadline. They did get a former Cardinal Paul DeJong, and they also got a reliever Hunter Harvey from Washington, and they got another starter reliever Michael Lorenzen from Texas. But the Royals are continuing to win. Are they playing high quality teams right now? Maybe not.
They played the White Sox midweek.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's what I was kind of going back to. But
you got to win those. And that's, you know, something the Cardinals have struggled with is, you know, the teams you should mop up on, the Royals are mopping up on.
Yep.
Think about this for a minute. Does Missouri have the best player in Major League Baseball right now, the best player in pro football, and the best college football player?
Well, we're talking Bobby Witt Jr. baseball. Yeah. We're talking Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And
Luther Burden.
Okay.
Potentially. I mean, you can make the case. There's no doubt about that. You know, most people realize, particularly and probably in our listening here, Bobby Witt's having an okay season. Bobby Witt's leading the American League with a 348 average. I mean, there are like five people over 300, and he's hitting 348. The next guy closest to him is hitting 332, but has done so with 100 less bats, at-bats.
I mean, they don't call him Bobby Baseball for nothing.
No, he's incredibly talented. He's leading Kansas City. You know, it's kind of invigorated Salvador Perez, I think, to have a superstar on the team, and that's what Bobby Witt is. They've got some key plays. Seth Lugo, one of the best pitchers in the American League. Why didn't the Cardinals pick him up? We had the chance. Had a good chance at getting him and decided not to.
I'm trying to be positive about John
Mozeliak. Okay.
I'm trying to keep it up here today.
So, you know, right now I think the Royals have a better chance of reaching the playoffs than the Cardinals do. And the Royals are actually in that conversation of the second.
They hold a half-game lead over the Minnesota Twins for that third and final spot. And they're starting to creep back into the race for the American League Central.
Yeah.
They're six games behind Cleveland there, 13 games over 500 overall. So, yeah, the Royals can make the case, and if the Cardinals get their stuff together, you got the Royals and the Cardinals in the playoffs all at the same time in the same year.
We did that once.
I think it was in 1985, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll just go back to 2015.
We'll go back to
2015.
Born. I know, these two weren't born.
It wasn't even thought of.
No. Oh, thanks. That makes me feel really old.
We'll go back to 2015 when the Royals and the Cardinals both won the division.
Okay.
Yeah. They were both in the playoffs then.
Okay. Take me back to something they remember.
We don't have to go back to 1985 specifically.
My mom literally was one.
In 85?
Your mom was in one in 85.
Okay.
I didn't know she was.
Ouch!
Oh, that's it.
84. My dad's 86. Yeah. Shout out, mom and dad. Love y'all.
My gosh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm feeling
old. You guys aren't old. You're just...
Somebody get me a cane.
Just special.
Definitely special. You know, let's talk about something special going on right now. The Olympics are going on. I know a lot of people are tuning that in on TV right now. Brendan, you've kind of been paying close attention to that. Just kind of tell us a few things that you've been paying attention to.
So I've been watching a whole lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, look at the list. You got a list.
I wrote down a list of all the Team USA, some of the big achievements. The basketball, they're playing later today. They won their first two games convincingly against Serbia and South Sudan. And now they are really, really heavy favorites against Puerto Rico and trying to go 3-0 in the group phase. They've already booked their place in the next round. And they're really doing well. And one thing about the basketball that I think is really interesting, people are comparing this team, this amazing team with LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, all those people, to the 92 team, the dream team in Barcelona. And one thing that
I found... go back to 92, but not 85?
One thing that I found funny about a stat was... The 92 team had to play five NBA players. All the other teams that they played had five NBA players combined. The U.S. team this year, all the other teams have 61. Wow. And so that's one thing that I'm really impressed with is how well they're doing. They've won every game by like a 30-point average. And so they're doing a really great job.
The NBA is now like the World Basketball League. I mean, it almost should be renamed that. There are guys from everywhere that play in the NBA.
Yeah. So then Katie Ledecky in the swimming, she won gold in the 1500-meter freestyle by over 10 seconds. A lot of us saw the picture on the internet of her She was almost touching the wall, and there was nobody else even in the shot.
Yeah.
And she now holds all of the top 20 competitive times ever for the 1500-meter freestyle for the women.
She also holds the record for the most Olympic medals with 13 now. So that's, yeah. And she's talking about competing 4 years from now in the Olympics again. It's nuts. It's
crazy. Well, yes. I don't want to forget about our hometown girl, Carissa Schweitzer.
Yeah.
She is doing some great things for running over there. The former Mizzou runner, she's going to be running in the finals. The 5,000 meter, that's going to take place on Monday. She's also going to compete in the 10,000 meter as well. But she did fairly well yesterday. I think she finished 11th overall, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
But yeah, we are definitely keeping an eye on Carissa Schweitzer.
Also, Simone Biles won gold in the all-round again. Suni Lee finished third, so it was a gold and a bronze for the U.S., as well as winning the team competition overall. And so, not only that, the gymnasts are taking home a ton of medals for Team USA as well.
You know, it is crazy how competitive gymnastics is, because, I mean, I remember when Suni Lee was at Mizzou Arena against Mizzou, and she was hurt. She didn't tumble as well as she normally does, but I mean, all of those gymnasts were close. And then that's on the college setting, and then you get to the Olympics, and it's just, I mean, one little miscue can throw you for the entire time. And what Simone did on the beam was just crazy with that little twirly spinny thingy that she did.
Yeah, I can't even do a real cartwheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real? Yeah. Are there fake?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Round up.
Well, yeah. Fake round.
They're the ones where you kind of fall on your backside and you kind of say that it was a cartwheel.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, can't even do that.
I can fall down pretty easily.
Yeah.
So the Olympics will be continuing. We'll keep our eye on that. We kind of want to talk to bring it back a little bit local to softball. Maddie, you're competing in softball. How are things going over that way?
Yeah, we've had some weights and just open field and just hitting and stuff like that. We didn't get any summer ball on our schedule this year. My coach was getting married this summer, so she kind of had a lot on her plate, so I'll give it to her. But our first tournament is in Sullivan, August 30th.
That's around the corner.
Well, it'll be here soon. We got some good numbers. We have some good freshmen. Melissa Miller, Scotty, I can't think of her last name, but and then there's this girl named Autumn that I've still picking up the freshmen, okay? I've been there for a while.
What positions do they play?
One's in the outfield.
Okay.
And then we have our shortstop and second baseman.
Gotcha. So, yeah. What do you think? The team's going to do okay this year?
I think that we're young, so we have some, you know, there's things that we'll have to pick up on. But I think it's going to be a good year. I think it's going to be good for the freshmen because, I mean, they'll have Hannah Lloyd for another year. They'll have Maddie Fager. They'll have Landry. They'll have, like, Peyton Shaw's back this year. She was out last year because of a knee injury, but she's back and better than ever, so I'm excited to see what she'll do.
Very nice. Have they announced the midnight scrimmage date yet, or have we heard?
I think it's going to be the 19th, I believe.
Tentatively.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't even remember what the date was. Me and my coach just talked about this, but yes.
Well, that's a Monday, August 19th.
Okay, hold
maybe.
On.
That doesn't sound
I'm
right.
going to get you that date. Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
okay.
On,
19th
hold on.
Doesn't sound
we're gonna
right.
We're going to get it. But I know that we're excited for that.
16th, maybe?
16th or 17th?
Well, 16th, they wouldn't be in school just yet.
August 17th.
17th.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a midnight scrimmage on a Saturday night?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, midnight is whenever, you know, the midnight scrimmage. So right 16th. At the 17th.
So it's the 16th.
It's the home run derby. The home run derby is the 16th.
Yeah. Are you in the scrimmage. Home run derby?
Yeah.
You are in the home run derby? All right.
I'm a senior.
So. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
We might have to go do a live broadcast for that.
Oh, yeah.
You might have to compete in it.
No. It won't be none of that.
We'll have an ambulance on standby.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want you breaking anything.
No.
Absolutely not. As we wrap things up here, about 2 minutes to go here in the sports show, we need to go around. Michael, you got something else you want to say?
I was just going to say Mizzou football started this week, camp. There are some athletes over at Columbia getting ready to do what they do, and we wish Coach Drinkwitz all the best. They they are underway, and it's about here. It, you know, less than 30 days, we're going to be playing football. Murray State, 29th.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
Yep.
Let's go around quickly and give our athletes of the week. And
My athlete is also at the Olympics. I have an Olympic connection. It's kind of a long shot connection for me. But my brother's college roommate at Truman from his freshman year is competing in wrestling for Nigeria at the Olympics later this week. His name is Ashton Matua, and he has no idea I'm doing this. He doesn't remember who I am, but I'm just shouting him out and letting everyone know to check him out because he's bringing Mid-Missouri to the Olympics from Truman State as well.
Can he make it into the sports show next week? Or
It'd be a long flight from...
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll try. We'll try.
Yeah, probably be jet lagged.
I would imagine.
I'd say, yeah.
Maddie?
Joe Thurman. She played her last travel ball tournament this last weekend. They went to California for their nationals game, I believe. And she'll be starting up at Mizzou soon, so wishing her the best of luck.
Yeah,
ZOU.
Thank you.
Absolutely. ZOU as well. Double up on that. You know, normally I go with a local athlete, and today I'm going to venture a little bit from that. I'm going to go with a threesome of Katie Ledecky, Simone Biles, and oddly enough, Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin, because she has really raised awareness not only of women's basketball this year, but also she didn't get on the women's Olympic team. And there was a little bit of controversy about that. And now, after they've played a little bit, there's some people coming around to the thought that maybe she should have been there. But I'm going to give it to those three ladies for them raising awareness of females' sports activities because they have really shined. They've got young ladies looking up to them who are, you know, 15 years from now going to be 10, 15 years from now, going to be competing in gymnastics, going to be competing in swimming, going to be competing in basketball, and going to be doing it the right way.
Very nice. Well, my athlete of the week is returning to the classroom here in Mexico. Michael White is going to be back. As a matter of fact, he's going to be a permanent substitute teacher at Eugene Field. So shout out to Michael White as he finishes
exciting.
Up his degree. But congrats to him, and it's good to have him back here in Mexico.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, we are going to wrap things up here. That's been another edition of the sports show. Hopefully everybody will check out the Olympics. We'll pray for the St. Louis Cardinals this week and hopefully have good things to talk about them next week, and maybe the Kansas City Royals keep winning as well. For Michael Doherty, Brendan McKeon, and Maddie Tolbert, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.